If you've ever seen a performance of Indian classical music, chances are you've seen a harmonium. Maybe you've even namaste to one at a yoga studio. The harmonium is kind of like an accordion, but you play it on the floor. Lots of moving parts, so keeping the instrument in good shape can be tough. But if you're looking for a harmonium fixer in New York City, you're in luck, as Bruce Wallace found out.
Mindra Sahadeo shares an apartment with his mother and sister, and a rotating cast of over a dozen harmoniums. Several are packed inside thick aluminum cases and piled against the front door. More are stacked inside the living room, which doubles as Sahadeo's repair shop. While I'm there, a friend stops by with her harmonium.
Yeah, and then these are the bars.
Sahadeo starts to work over the keyboard.
I'm not the lefty, let me just say 1 second.
He finds a dead key and a few buzzing reeds.
Two. Your sustenance is kind of a little low too, right?
And the instrument isn't holding its notes as long as it should. But it'll be a relatively easy fix, he says. Come back in 3 or 4 days.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, you didn't sell the pink one yet.
Word has gotten out about Sahadeo's harmonium workshop, and there's a steady stream of hobbyists, yoga instructors, and professional musicians dropping off instruments for him to fix. His craft is rare outside of India. In fact, a lot of what he knows he learned on the internet. I'd actually never seen a harmonium up close, so he opens up one that he designed with a friend in Calcutta. Its body is a deep brown teak, with floral carving around a silver nameplate.
You see, I'm telling you,
a lever on one side slides the instrument into different keys.
The whole thing is moving, bro.
It has 3 rows of reeds inside.
Listen to this song. This is the best reeds in India, actually.
And then there's the sustenance, or how long the harmonium can hold a single note. Check it out.
And your sustenance of this harmony is simply amazing. This thing would go for nearly 50 seconds.
The harmonium connects Sahadeo to his family's roots in India. His great-grandparents moved from there to Guyana, part of a wave of migrant workers at the turn of the 20th century. And they brought India's music with them. The family has Hindu singers and dancers on both sides, and his sister Nanda has pictures of herself performing as a kid.
When we were little, somebody came to our house with a harmonium and showed it to my dad and asked my dad if he wanted to buy it. And my dad showed it to my brother. His head was just barely over the harmonium. He put his hand on this harmonium and he found melodies. So we got our first harmonium.
Sahadeo soon mastered the instrument and, with Nanda and 2 other siblings, formed a sort of house band in the Hindu temple their father rebuilt in their village. 5 years ago, Sahadeo moved from Guyana to New York and started tuning up harmoniums at the Hindu temples and Sikh gurdwaras in his neighborhood. Demand grew and he started charging for repairs. It sometimes bums him out to see harmoniums in bad shape.
Harmoniums for us is like sacred. It's part of us, our culture and tradition and everything now, you know. I saw some harmonium that came here, man. Terrible, terrible condition. I'd always tell them, no, please, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to everything, but please, can you just put a little bit care?
And music fills the apartment. When I got there, Sahadeo's sister Nanda was in her room practicing. After we'd talked for a while, and full disclosure, their mom fed me some pretty amazing Indian food, she and Sahadeo agreed to play a bit. Nanda worried that she hadn't warmed up enough. I think she sounded pretty good. Their mom sits and listens too, gently rocking back and forth in time with the music. Later, she tells me that it's a little bittersweet to listen to the two of them play. It reminds her of her husband, who passed away a while ago, and of her other son, who died recently. Pictures of both of them hang on the living room wall, looking on. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.
If you want to see how a harmonium works, we've posted a helpful video at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios, here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back again with you tomorrow.